in America, you got somewhere around a 1 in 3 chance during your lifetime that you'll be stricken with cancer. For men, the second most common cancer that we are stricken with is prostate cancer. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer almost 9 years ago, and millions of men every year diagnosed with prostate cancer. We have, it's something like 1 in 7, 1 in 8 men over the course of their lifetimes will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. And men are quiet about cancer. Men are quiet about their illnesses. You know, women want to scream it on a mountaintop, but guys, we go into caves and we hide from it. And that is not okay. I am pleased to be joined by Dr. Drew, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Clark Howard Show.
Hi, Clark. And I was just thinking, I had multiple thoughts here. I want to clear my mind before we go on. There must be something wrong with you as a man, because I'm busy screaming about cancer and my cancer, too, because I want everyone to understand how common this stuff is and what can be done about it. Number two, I was thinking, why do we always say that prostate cancer is the number two cancer? The number one cancer is skin cancer, for crying out loud. We don't say in women's case breast cancer is the most common, except for skin cancer. We just say it's the most common cancer. Let's take skin cancer and move it aside. That's a 100% true. We're not talking about melanoma. We're not talking about melanoma with skin cancer. We're talking about basal cell cancer, which happens to essentially everybody. So prostate, the other thing is, 100% of a men, if you live to 100, will have prostate cancer. That's how common it is. So it is exceedingly common, and it is exceedingly treatable, provided that people go and get properly screened for it. And I think you're still on active surveillance. Not even treatment, sometimes not even necessary if you're in the right hands and watch carefully. But you don't want this thing to get out of hand. There are different sort of versions of the disease. Some are very aggressive, some are not. African-American men are twice as likely to die of this condition and 1.6 times more likely to develop prostate cancer. And, you know, men are weird about getting screened. They also are weird about getting diagnosed. They believe somehow it's going to affect their virility or their masculinity. And none of that is realistic.
Well, and we need the men to think about the families that they have, the people that love them, that care about them. And those families need to help save the males, don't they?
SaveTheMales.org is where we're trying to send everybody. And also to support the Prostate Cancer Foundation, which does some of the most creative cancer research on the planet. You know, when people read headlines about T cells, you know, these immunological cells being taken out of someone's body and then genetically altered to go back in and fight cancer, we're there. That's us. That's our research. Or Jimmy Carter living for years now with his melanoma. That's us. That's all the creative cancer research that the PCF has funded, and we really needed people's help. Even just a dollar here and there would really help the Many Versus Cancer Save the Males campaign we're on.
So speaking of Many Versus Cancer, the idea is that you, as a cancer survivor or as a family member, that you were there advocating for yourself or your loved one, getting people behind you, and raising money as part of a sidelight of doing that, so that there's more research, more new forms of treatment, more breakthroughs. And there's really exciting stuff coming that you can explain that I can't, because I don't understand medicine at all.
Well, it's pretty simple to explain. It's impossible to understand when you get into the biological realities of it. But it's essentially that genomic personalized medicine is here, and we are on the eve of curing certainly prostate cancer and probably the vast majority of cancers, whereby we can genetically assess the specific tumor you have and dial in specific treatments. Among the most exciting for me, what I'm excited about are, you know, cellular level directed treatments where you can drop chemicals or radiation right in and only into the cancer cells, or we can send in your own immune cells to take the cancer out. I mean, this is the new frontier. This is what we've created under the stewardship of the Prostate Cancer Foundation. And, you know, you and I have been on the board for a while, and I sit and listen to these monthly lectures by the researchers, and I don't recommend you sit on those, Clark, because they're deep biology, deep, and they're fantastic. You can't imagine, for somebody like me, I'm a biologist by training, And it is just so exciting to hear these advances.
So as far as what people can do, I mean, I've listened to some of those meetings. I don't understand them at all, just like you said. But what I do understand is that this is not science fiction. This is not something that's going to make a difference for a family member 20 years from now or 10 years from now.
No.
There's stuff happening right now, and it's been very targeted with the research. But one thing you alluded to that is so significant is that research happening for different cancers is turning out to benefit people with other forms of cancer. And that's been that's been true with a lot of the research that has happened with prostate cancer, is it's benefiting people with breast cancer, among others. And this is just fantastic that we are cracking the code on how to save people's lives.
Yeah, literally cracking the genetic code. And again, I would just send people to SaveTheMales.org. That's where we want people to go right now. But most people don't even understand what cancer is. So let me just basically explain that your cells are dividing all the time. You have this DNA. I think people have heard of DNA. But how DNA replicates itself so cells can divide and reproduce is a fantastically complex biochemical process that is prone to error. There are abnormalities in it. There are things that go wrong in it all the time throughout our life. It's the nature of biology. It's a gigantic probability equation. And part of that probability equation includes repair mechanisms that are built into our biology. So when we're younger, our DNA repair mechanisms come in and repair those abnormalities. Now, some of us, myself, I have something called a MSH6 Lynch gene, which makes my DNA repair not as efficient as it should be. So as I get older,
hit that again. Say that again. You're what?
I'm an MSH6 Lynch syndrome. You can actually get your genes tested now to see what specific risks you have based on particularly things like DNA repair. And so my DNA repair mechanisms are not as efficient as they should be. So errors accumulate with time. And as I get older, it's just more probabilistic that something's going to happen that the DNA repair mechanisms miss. Then it's up to my immune system to recognize that and take that abnormal cell now out. But as you age, the immune system isn't as effective. And again, there can be cumulative errors in the immune system. And that's how cancers emerge.
Wow. So we're never going to be able to take care of 100% of men, but we want to. I mean, that's ultimately the goal. But something you mentioned a few minutes ago is so important, and that is a lot of guys, as you said, will not get tested. And it's this ego thing, and that's where we need the women in a guy's life to drag them to the doctor, just like they would take their kid to the doctor.
I'm as guilty as any. I'm a horrible patient, and that's exactly what happened to me. It was my wife that made the appointment, made me go in. I, the whole while, was no big deal. I see subspecialists. I'm fine. Relax, everybody. And then when they started, you know, moving down the workup, I was getting increasingly agitated and angry at everybody. Like, I, you know, was accusing everyone of overkill and overdiagnosis and being too aggressive. And then, lo and behold, they found cancer, which was surprising. And now I've had a prostatectomy, and that's all gone. And I'm very, very grateful for this whole journey.
And how are you now health-wise? Are you completely cancer-free?
Completely, yeah. Well, as far as we know, I mean, you never know with prostate cancer, but there's no doubt that whatever occurs, we'll be able to manage. I seem to be cancer-free, and I certainly feeling better than I have in a long time. So, you know, it's completely normal in spite of being a little older.
And I wanted to ask you about the importance of nutrition and exercise in terms of
that's just good for our overall health. I mean, you know, we're seeing now there's some data that just came out today that says we should be moving every 30 minutes. And people don't really understand how complex biology is. And yes, you can generally, you know, you can reduce risk factors through avoiding alcohol, avoiding tobacco, avoiding processed foods, avoiding fats of certain types, being conscious of your weight, exercising regularly. It's not as though there's one panacea for all medical conditions. It just does not exist in nature that way. But there's good evidence that Our cardiovascular health is enhanced, and when our vascular health is enhanced, our brain health is enhanced, our heart health is enhanced, our kidney health is enhanced. So general attention to these, you know, our overall well-being can only benefit us.
So how far are you and I going out on a run today for?
I'm going to go, I'm looking for time to go about 3 miles. You interrupted my resistance training, in fact. I do about 30 minutes of resistance training every day, and then I try to get out on the road and run, and that's harder. That takes more time.
Right.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, Dr. Drew Pinsky, thank you so much for joining us on the Clark Howard Show. And again, SaveTheMales.org. I want you to get involved. I want you to watch out for the men in your life, because they're not watching out for themselves like they should. And there's a fine line between nagging and helping. But generally, if you have to nag to help, go ahead and nag to make that happen, right?
By all means, nag us. We're fine. We'll survive that. We may not survive not going to the doctor. So go ahead and nag.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.